Blog Talk Radio.
No boss, man, can I get a raise? Not far from a star, two steps from a slave. Thinking for myself, man, it's time to get paid. Telling all my peoples, look, let's get paid. Asking no boss, man, can I get a raise? Not far from a star, two steps from a slave. Thinking for myself, man, it's time to get paid. They tell me, clever man, come on, you think too much. Where you been? I ain't heard you spit in much. Did you hang it up? Up the floor when you lose in the clutch. Yeah, such and such, man. It's funny how with you out of sight, you be out of mind. How a good woman, friends, and money be hard to find. I've been on my hustle, stacking paper on the grind. In Atlanta, in New York, trying to build a shine. Real talk, these days it's hard to stay sober. Switching time zones with the 4-hour layover. Fifth stop, hot bloodshot, red from the doja. I grind hard cause I can't flow in the soda. You can tell I'm Clef Doja. You in a corporate office somewhere over there. You whip a Range Rover, no boss, man, can I get a raise? Not far from a star, two steps from a slave. Thinking for myself, man, it's time to get paid. Telling all my peoples, look, let's get paid. Asking no boss, man, can I get a raise? Not far from a star, two steps from a slave. Thinking for myself, man, it's time to get paid. Cause I'm about to die, this broke life, tired of this reggae. Blunts don't smoke right, hot is my heyday. Act don't sound right, shit don't act right. Guap won't stack right, at least it don't stack like it used to. Let your brother kill himself, tell me what would you do? So now I'm trying to see my money boom cool. No type of felines acting all new school. I know what happens more than usual. Catch you when I scoop through to a stage near you. If not, grab two and come through. All of you gonna let money get screwed, shoot. But I won't excuse my behavior, a lack thereof when it comes to the paper. Time to get burned, then stack some major. It's do or get done, over around here, player. I'm telling all my peoples, look, let's get paid. Asking no boss, man, can I get a raise? Not far from a star, two steps from a slave. Thinking for myself, man, it's time to get paid. Telling all my peoples, look, let's get paid. Asking no boss, man, can I get a raise? Not far from a star, two steps from a slave. Thinking for myself, man, it's time to get paid.
Your number one source for knowledge in the information age. High Frequency Radio Network.
We'll be right back.
out of my mind. Feeling like committing a crime. Get a lot for that. I won't snitch, I ain't dropping a dime. I'm a self-made hustler, top of the line.
everyone. I would like to welcome you to another episode of The Foundation here on High Frequency Radio Network. I am your host, So-El, and it is an absolutely a pleasure to be here with you this evening here on The Foundation on High Frequency Radio Network. This is The Foundation, and we are high frequency. We understand incorrect information incorrectly applied can get you hurt. Correct information incorrectly applied can get you hurt. So as always, we are looking to correctly apply that correct information here at The Foundation. I want to start off by saying all thanks, praises, honors due to the Creator and the ancestors. But with them, we would not be here. I want to say peace, big up, shout out to my big brother, the uncle of the conscious community. You know him well, Yusuf L., High Frequency Radio Network creator. He probably wouldn't be here in the So-El if it wasn't for Yusuf L. I can guarantee, almost guarantee that, 99%. You know, the extraordinaire SPCUniversity.com if you're looking to do your secured party creditor dance. You want to mosey on over to SPCUniversity.com. Shout out to Yusuf L. I would also like to welcome you to check out Welcome to TheFoundation.com. At the very least, sign up for that email list so you can receive the exclusive offers, exclusive content, exclusive events, only available to email subscribers. We're going to start doing newsletters and all types of dances. Like once a week newsletters, putting y'all up on game, things that you should need to be looking for, looking out for, looking forward to. So, you know, we're expanding here at The Foundation. Make sure you sign up for that email list at welcometothefoundation.com. Also, make sure you check out that PDF section. It's just a bunch of free PDFs. Just grab them and go. It's luxurious. Also, you should check out our education section at welcometothefoundation.com. We have the Foundation Trust Primer, which specifically is over 18 documents, handpicked by So-El, me personally, with regards to, you know, getting your start off in comprehending and understanding the type of structure that we're talking about here at the Foundation. There's over 80 different types of trusts. I've had a lot of people say, hey, so where should I start? And I got enough of those questions to where, you know, I just put together the Foundation Trust Primer. You can catch that at welcometothefoundation.com. Also, we have the Foundation Trust Series, Part 1, Part 2, Part 3, Beginners, Intermediate, More Advanced, PowerPoint Presentation, Supreme Court Citations, Black's Law Dictionary Definitions, no theories, straight factuals and actuals. And those are in, you know, DVD format. And those are, you know, sent straight to you through the United States mail. So if you're interested in grabbing, you know, the Foundation Trust Series, make sure you go to welcometothefoundation.com, pick them up. You can grab them right from the website. Also, a lot of this, you know, has died down, but in recent years, we had a lot of inquiries with regards to acquiring the passport, no social, acquiring a passport without submitting a social security number. And we had a brother named Chris L. that came through and shared his process with us here at the Foundation. Part one is how you obtain the passport, and part two is how you use it, is how he described it to me. And if you're interested in that, you can go to welcometothefoundation.com, check out the educational section, and you can find the passport no social part one, part two. Also, welcometothefoundation.com, you can find our social media. We're on Instagram, we're on Facebook, we're on Twitter as well. We're also on YouTube, but you can find those links at welcometothefoundation.com. And finally, you can book a consultation if you would like, $55 an hour. It will be increasing very shortly. But you can book a consultation. You can also make a donation if you like what we're doing, all at the same spot and location. That's welcometothefoundation.com. So I want to move on and say peace to all the listeners, all the live listeners, live call-in listeners, live internet listeners, all the archive listeners, podcast listeners, MP3 listeners. I don't know how you're listening. Whatever podcast app you use, however you're checking out the show, we definitely want to say peace to you. We also want to say peace to all the trustees here in the Foundation's private trustee training, as well as all those investing in their private education outside of this luxurious organization we got going on here. Also want to say peace to anyone and everyone that has interacted with us here at the Foundation in any way, whether it's an email, current event, well wishes, whatever it is, you know, we appreciate you. We want to thank you for rocking with us here at welcometothefoundation.com. I do want to remind you, we have an event, in-person event. I will be in the flesh, Atlanta, Georgia, May 13th, that's how I say it. It will be from 9:30 a.m. to 5 p.m. We're going to get into all of it, from real money, trust, foundation, business credit, LLCs, privacy. Private banking, trust administration, you know, we're going to get into all of it on May 13th, 2023, Atlanta, Georgia, coming back. It's been too long, about to be in the house, you know what I'm saying? So I would appreciate and be honored if you were to join us. If you're interested, tickets are $250 per person, $350 for a couple. As I said, a couple means two. So, you know, don't worry about it. Get the savings. This is just extra $100 for, you know, you to bring a family, friend, someone who's been down since the beginning, or anyone, you know. Come check us out. Come meet us. There's going to be a couple other trustees from the Foundation there. So you can meet us. You can show your love. We're going to have T-shirts at the event. We're going to have the Passport No Social available. You can grab it at the event. We're going to have Foundation Trust Series available. You can grab it at the event. T-shirts are while supplies last. If you would like one of the T-shirts for the Normalize Campaign event, the three slogans are normalize private estates, normalize trust fund babies, and normalize greatness. If you're interested in one of the limited edition tees, I did forget to say that, they're limited edition. When they're gone, they're gone. We partnered with Bay Area Gear outside of the Bay Area, Cali. They hooked up the logo. I mean, you know, I love this company, man. We're going to definitely partner with them again because they're doing their dance. But we partnered with Bay Area Gear. It's a limited edition. When it's gone, it's gone. They tore up the screen. I think he destroyed the image that they created over there. So, you know, show your support to the Foundation. If you've been checking out the Foundation, we give a lot of free information away. You know, a lot of episodes on YouTube, a lot of free game, a lot of pancake and toes of these gurus who are charging. We're giving that stuff away for free. So if you appreciate it, you want to support us, and you don't want to make a flat out donation, you would like some equity, you know, grab a t-shirt. Grab a Foundation Trust series. Grab a Passport No Social. Book a consultation. You know, or I would prefer catch us in Atlanta May 13th for the Normalized Campaign event. It's going to be luxurious. You already know it's going to be luxurious. And, you know, email us, admin@welcometothefoundation.com, if you would like more information, if you would like a ticket, if you would like to grab any of the t-shirts, admin@welcometothefoundation.com. So that's it with the event, y'all. Well, that's it for the announcement. We're going to continue to do events. We haven't, set a date for the next one, so we don't know. So just catch us at this one, because you never know. But this is the first one we've done in like 3 years, man. It was pre-Panorama the last time we did an event. You know, I remember telling Yusuf Peace at the airport, like, "Hey, I'll see you soon." And it wasn't that soon. I think this was like 2019 or something, last time we did an event. Well, last time I did an event, the foundation. So, you know, I'm looking forward to it. So today's episode is When the Public Agrees with the Private. So, I just felt like, you know, it was time to do a show where I can show you where, you know, private rocks with the public, you know. So I do have to preface this show with, you know, at least the current events. And some of y'all know, you know, the OG listeners of the foundation know that your boy Soap has been talking about silver and gold and grabbing real money for years, pretty much since I jumped out here on High Frequency Radio Network. And you might remember there was a couple of times where I said, you know, to save your nickels. And I remember, you know, I got responses from people with regards to, you know, what do you mean? What do you mean save a nickels, man? I'm like, yo, I think nickel as a metal, copper as well, may be limited with regards to how long it's going to actually have nickel in it. But before we get into that, because I'm going to save that for the last current events, right? Remember I was talking about CBDCs, central bank digital currencies. I've been trying to warn people, you know, wake people up, show people what's coming. It's kind of like a sign on the road that says, like, you know, do not pass, or some kind of animal crossing. This is like a warning. You can heed it or not. But CNN Business, Americans are getting worried about the job market. Yeah, here we go. Because, I mean, when they start admitting it in the public, it's on. U.S. consumer confidence worsened in April as Americans become more pessimistic about the job market. Consumer attitudes have held steady since the turbulence in the banking industry last month, but high inflation and economic uncertainty have continued to weigh on consumers. Quote, consumers became more pessimistic about the outlook for both business conditions and labor markets. Compared to last month, fewer households expect business conditions to improve and more expect worsening of conditions in the next 6 months. They also expect fewer jobs to be available over the short term. This is Adamin Ozidrim. Ozidrim. Man, what's up with these people's names? I feel like it just shows that I don't know stuff when I can't. Oh, Ozidrim. Ozai? Literally, one of those was correct or was really close. You know what I'm saying? I tried. He's the senior director of economics at the conference board. And this was in a statement accompanying the data. So, you know, you got the people that are getting concerned with regards to what's going on. And I think that's something that needs to be put into perspective. Definitely. Definitely. CNBC, here's one of these articles where the public is now agreeing with the private. I've been saying this for years. CNBC, a recession is coming. Period. What? They're admitting it. And stock markets won't come through it unscathed. Strategists say the latest U.S. economic data suggests recession is coming, according to the chief executive of financial advisory firm Longview Economics, and investors may need to prepare for some pain in the stock market. Speaking to CNBC, Chris Walting said he believed the recession was on its way, citing what he described as, quote, pretty compelling and brutally bad, end quote, leading economic indicators. Alongside this warning, Walting said the typical timeline for recession after the inversion of the Treasury yield curve, which first inverted in March 2022, then again in the following months, was roughly 1 year or so. Quote, every time you've had this in the U.S., you've had a recession, so I think it's coming. It's on its way. It's just a timing issue, end quote. While many economists warned of a looming recession, the International Monetary Fund suggested only last week that it had been surprised by the recent strength of the U.S. labor market and consumer spending. Ooh. Well, you know, hey, IMF, they know what's up, right? You trust them? You trust the International Monetary Fund? I don't know. CNBC outlook for credit access hits record low while inflation expectations jump. New York Federal Reserve survey shows consumers are getting more pessimistic about inflation. Oh, inflation too? Not just the job market? And their access to credit. Woo, it's piling up. According to the results of a monthly survey the New York Federal Reserve released Monday, respondents expect prices to rise by half a percentage point in the year ahead, equating to 4.75% annual gain in inflation. The central bank's branch survey of consumer expectation for March showed that's the first time the near-term outlook increased since October and runs counter to the narrative from the Fed officials that they expect inflation to subside as a series of interest rates increase take hold. Okay, well, I thought it was transitory. Remember that? Y'all remember when that dude was saying inflation is going to be transitory? In their most recent economic projections, policymakers said they anticipate inflation, including food and energy prices, to decline by 2.5% in 2024. Yeah, we'll see. We will definitely see. The current one-year outlook is down 6.6% from the same time in 2022, but is running well ahead of the Fed's 2% inflation goal. Oh, well, I think that's good news. Is that good news? I think it's good news. Well, it's not good news. Reuters.com, Tyson Foods to eliminate 10% of its corporate jobs and 15% of senior leaders. Tyson Foods will eliminate about 10% of its corporate jobs and 15% of senior leadership roles, Chief Executive Donnie King told employees today. The layoffs are the latest cost-cutting move, the biggest U.S. meat company by sales as it grapples with declining profit and struggles to improve results in its iconic chicken business. Discussions with most affected employees are slated to take place this week. King said in a memo to employees seen by Reuters, shares closed 1.1% lower, which usually is weird. Announcements of layoffs usually kick shares up. Quote, we will drive efficiency by focusing on fewer initiatives with greater intensity and removing duplication of work, end quote, King said. Tyson had about 6,000 U.S. employees working in corporate offices as of October 1st and 118,000 workers at non-corporate sites such as meat plants and warehouses, according to regulatory filings. Excuse me. The eliminated roles in senior leadership are most likely vice presidents and senior vice presidents, a company spokesperson said. Some corporate employees already quit after Tyson said in October it was relocating all corporate jobs to its headquarters in Springdale, Arkansas. The 10% reduction in corporate roles is not due to employees leaving the company rather than relocating to Arkansas. Well, either way, there's more people with no job. We got here. Boom. I'm gonna save that one. I'm going to save that one. CNBC, layoffs are nearly up fivefold so far this year, with tech companies leading the way. I told y'all they're going to be laying off people, and they're not done. It's going to continue. Companies announced nearly 90,000 layoffs in March, a sharp step up from previous months and a giant acceleration from a year ago. Outplacement firm Challenger, Gray and Christmas reported last Thursday. Planned layoffs totaled 89,703 for the period, an increase of 15% from February. So every month they're laying people off. Year to date, job cuts have soared to 270,416, an increase of 396% from the same period a year ago. The damage was especially bad in tech, which announced 102,391 cuts so far in 2023. That's a staggering increase of 38,487% from a year ago, and good for a 38% of all staff reductions. Tech already has cut 5% more than for all of 2022, according to the report, and is on pace to eclipse 2001, the worst year ever amid the dot-com bust. And here we go. CNN Business, Bed Bath & Beyond is closing hundreds of stores. Bed Bath & Beyond is stripping down its big blue signs, clearing out aisles of linens, and closing hundreds of stores. The company filed for bankruptcy Sunday. How you file for bankruptcy on Sunday? Courts are open on Sunday? Crazy. And said it will begin closing its remaining 360 Bed Bath & Beyond stores and 120 Buy Baby locations. Bed Bath & Beyond already has closed 400 stores over the past year. Already, chains including TJ Maxx, Home Goods, and Ross have scooped up some vacant stores. Burlington, Five Below, Nordstrom Rack, and Budget Gin Planet Fitness may also fill up the spaces, say retail landlords and real estate analysts. Bed Bath & Beyond's real estate is a precious, scarce resource for retailers, gyms, and anyone else who needs ample space. There's been little new retail development since 2008, and the rise of online shopping and vacancy rates are at historic lows. Quote, e-commerce scared a lot of people off from building retail. A lot of great real estate is going to come available into the market where there's been no vacancies. It will not take long for retailers to occupy those spaces, end quote. This was Brandon Isner, or Eisner, I don't know how else you would pronounce that, the head of retail research at CBRE, which is a commercial real estate firm. It's another company. Peace out to that company, CNN Business. I'm a little freaked out. David's bridal bankruptcy sparks jitters among brides-to-be. What we got here? Delaney Dixon is now anxious about her upcoming appointments at David's Bridal after retailer filed for bankruptcy this week. Her wedding was set for mid-August, and she has a second alteration appointment at a David's Bridal store. Quote, the appointment is in early May. My bridesmaids have also ordered their dresses from David's Bridal, and I still haven't gotten everything that I need for my wedding from there, she said. I'm really worried, end quote. David's Bridal, which claims that one in every four wedding dresses sold in the United States is purchased from its store, set off alarm bells among brides-to-be by announcing a mass layoff on Friday of over 9,000 employees, which is the majority of its workforce. On Monday, the retailer filed for bankruptcy for the second time in 5 years, but said it would keep its 300 stores and its website operating and would continue to fulfill customer orders as it searches for a new buyer for the company. 9,000. Peace. Y'all remember that bank that just crashed and boomed and then toasted? First Republic may not survive even after two multi-billion dollar bailouts. What? It's received two, not one, two multi-billion dollar bailouts and it still might not survive? Well, First Republic Bank is in a fight for its survival. The past few weeks have been brutal for the San Francisco-based lenders. Now, some analysts say a collapse of the bank is imminent. Quote, it's becoming clearer each day that First Republic is toast. The only question that really needs to be answered is whether the Federal Reserve Deposit Insurance Corporation moves in before the weekend or during the weekend, which is when it usually does its thing, end quote, is Don Bilson at Gordon Haskett. The bank reported on Monday that its total deposits fell 41% in the first quarter, sending its stock to record lows. Shares fell by nearly 30% on Wednesday after plunging by 49% on Tuesday. Goodness. Sounds like 79%, baby. The stock's trading was halted numerous times on Tuesday and Wednesday as its rapid decline triggered volatility, triggered timeouts by the New York Stock Exchange. First Republic said in its latest earnings call that it's exploring its strategic options. Wall Street code for searching for a white knight. The company noted that it is, quote, taking actions to strengthen its business and restructure its balance sheet, end quote. I mean, multi-billion dollars and you're still popping and locking? Where are we going here? Oh, CNBC, long-awaited Fed digital payment system to launch in July. Remember, I brought this to you a couple weeks ago. The Federal Reserve's digital payment system, which it promises will help speed up the way money moves, will debut in July. I don't think I have a problem. I get my money pretty quick. FedNow, as it will be known, will create a leading-edge payment system that is resilient, adaptive, and accessible. This is the Richmond Fed President, Tom Barkin, who is the program's executive sponsor. The system will allow bill payments, money transfers, such as paychecks and disbursements from the government, as well as a host of other consumer activities to move more rapidly and at lower cost, according to the program's goals. Participants will complete a training and certification process in early April, according to the Fed announcement, which is already done, end quote. I'm sorry, quote, with the launch drawing near, we urge financial institutions and their industry partners to move full steam ahead with preparations to join the FedNow service. Program advocates say we'll get money out to people much more quickly. For instance, they said government payments like those issued in the early days of the Panorama would have been credited to accounts immediately rather than the days it took to reach most people. This is how they're selling it to y'all. This is the wallet for central bank digital currencies. eBay forecasts upbeat revenue. I mean, how could this happen? You got all these stores that are closing, laying off workers. It's directly tied to the economy. eBay forecasts upbeat revenue as sneakers and refurbished items drive growth. People are selling their shoes, all their stuff. People are not buying new. They're buying refurbished because people are losing their wealth. eBay today forecasts current quarter revenue above Wall Street's projections after beating March quarter earnings estimates as it benefits from its strategy of focus on product categories, including sneakers and watches. A selective push from the e-commerce firm also on items like collectibles and refurbished products is helping it drive sales at a time when consumer spending has moderated due to high inflation. What did I say? That's it. I rest my case. Let's move on. What we got? Nigeria to limit cash withdrawals to $225 a week. Listen to this. Authorities have been trying to curb counterfeiting and discourage the payment of ransoms to kidnappers who demand cash. So they're going to CBDCs. Nigeria's central bank has imposed restrictions on weekly cash withdrawals to limit the use of cash in an apparent bid to curb counterfeiting and discourage ransom payments to kidnappers. Oh, it's apparent? Under new policy announced last Tuesday, the Central Bank of Nigeria said it would said that weekly cash withdrawals for individuals have been slashed to the equivalent of $225 American. A majority of Nigerians have no bank accounts and use informal markets where cash is preferred. This move aims to bring more people into the banking system and will take effect on January 9th. So this is an older article. I just found this though. What else we got? The bank has expressed concern over the past currency counterfeiting, blah, blah, blah. Bottom line, I'm seeing this as a push to get people to use their digital central bank digital currencies. Okay, so let's do this. And this is a big thing. And this really threatens the dollar hegemony as far as it being the petrol dollar. If you don't know what the petrol dollar is, to buy oil from Saudi Arabia since the Bretton Woods Agreement when Kissinger negotiated the contract with the Saudis, in order to buy Saudi Arabian oil, you would have to purchase dollars first and then purchase the oil. You couldn't buy oil with any other currency. That thing is over. Saudi Arabia has already said that they will accept other payments outside of the dollar. And this right here is, to me, shots fired. Reuters.com, Argentina to pay for Chinese imports in yuan rather than dollars. Woo! Argentina will start to pay Chinese imports in yuan rather than dollars, the government announced Wednesday. I think this was last Wednesday. Let me check the date. Nope, that was today. Today. In April, it aims to pay around $1 billion of Chinese imports in yuan instead of dollars, and thereafter, around $790 million of monthly imports will be paid in yuan. A government statement said the decision aims to ease the outflow of dollars. Argentina's economy minister, Sergio Massa, said during an event following a meeting with the Chinese ambassador, as well as with companies in various sectors. So he's trying to say it's going to ease the outflows of dollars so it helps their internal economy. Don't believe it. The decision comes as the South American nation battles critical levels in its dollar reserves amid a sharp drop in agricultural exports caused by a historic drought, as well as political uncertainty ahead of elections this year. The agreement will allow Argentina to work on the possibility of advancing the rate of imports, with yuan-denominated import orders being authorized in 90 days rather than the standard 180 days. Ooh, not only are they using yuan, but, you know, they're going to get their orders approved quicker in half the time. We got these next two current events, but this, you know, these directly tie into the show when the public agrees with the private. Now, I don't know if you remember, and you may not have caught the show or these shows when I was saying, you know, save your nickels, save your pennies. If you find pennies that were minted in 1982 or previously, save those. In 1982, that was last year that the penny was copper. And currently, nickels contain nickel, but not for long. CNBC, new bipartisan bill will let the U.S. Mint alter the metal content of coins to save money. A bipartisan bill will authorize U.S. Mint to alter the metal content of coins in order to save taxpayers' money. Will be reintroduced tomorrow. The two senators sponsoring the bill told CNBC exclusively. The bill's reintroduction comes just days after a new report from the U.S. Mint revealed that in 2022, soaring costs for raw materials, check this out, drove the price of minting a single nickel 10 cents. So what did they just say? I just heard it. A nickel is worth more than 10 cents. I'm going to read it again. After a new report from the United States Mint revealed that in 2022, soaring costs for raw materials drove the price. Raw materials, what are nickels made out of? Nickel. Drove the price of minting a single nickel past 10 cents or more than double the value of the coin itself. GOP Senator Joni Ernst of Iowa and Democratic Senator Maggie Hassan of New Hampshire say their legislation is designed to cut the rising expense of minting America's quarters, dimes, nickels, and pennies. Quote, it's absolute nonsense that American taxpayers spend 10 cents to make just one nickel. Only Washington can lose money making money. Or you could revalue the nickel to 10 cents, fools. But who am I? I'm just a lowly private trust administrator. Officially titled the Coin Metal Modification Authorization and Cost Savings Act, what is that, M-A-C-A, MACA. The legislation was originally introduced in both the House and the Senate in 2020. The bill passed the House, but didn't make it past the Senate. Today, Washington's Panorama-era spending spree is over. In its place, a new Republican House majority with the focus on slashing federal red tape and cutting government spending, all of which from the good news. They love it. This bill will save millions of dollars per year by modifying the composition of nickels, dimes, and quarters with less expensive metals. They're taking the money out of the money. They already took out the silver. They took out the copper. Now they're going to take out the nickel. So, y'all, when the public agrees with the private, what did I say? Another one. When the public agrees with the private. I got this from Market Watch. But it's via, where did it come from? I think it came from Reuters. Here we go. Man, where does this thing start? Oh, okay. Need to know fresh data from show Chinese economy knocked. That's not it. Where'd it go? A team of analysts at Citigroup, led by Maximilian J. Layton, who see more dollar weakness ahead, which is good news for a shiny asset less often in the spotlight. What do you think they're talking about? Quote, silver has already rallied 20% in a short-term period of time, but we think it has another at least 10% move in the tank over the coming months to $30 an ounce. With our bullish case of $34 an ounce still a distinct possibility over the next 6 to 12 months, man. Layton and the team told clients in a note, the analysts see many fundamental drivers of the precious metals bull market yet to fully play out, including more downside for the dollar and interest rates and increased investor interest in precious metals in the coming months. Quote, precious metals and especially silver has near perfect conditions for the ongoing bull market, end quote. When the public agrees with the private, y'all. I mean, you know, it's not ego. It's just me pointing out that if you have a critical mind and you really listen and pay attention to what's being said and what's going on, it's easy for you to figure out the narrative actually transpiring. I've been saying for years, you know, I feel like silver is the go. I feel like silver is probably three times more valuable than gold. I brought my precious metal mentor on the show, David Wren. And he's spoken about it. Not only is silver a precious metal, it's also an industrial metal. It's used in technology, photovoltaic panels, solar panels, these electric cars, all these, you know, these, what do you call them, this windmills, all this, you know, new green energy dance is going to use a lot of nickel, a lot of copper, and a lot of silver. And hopefully you took heed. Hopefully you've been stacking silver over the years, because I've been talking about it over years, and now the public agrees with the private. So that's it for current events. I appreciate y'all being here. Let's jump into the show fully when the public agrees with the private. And it's not just, you know, the perception of what wealth is. I read an article where large commercial real estate hasn't really been financed and produced since, you know, the 2000s, and that these Bed Bath and Beyonds, all of these stores, these retail large stores that are shutting down, the spaces are getting snatched up right away. Land. The public agrees that land, improved land, is valuable. And they, of course, they distinguish it by saying, oh, commercial land is commercial land, commercial real estate space with this much square footage. But in reality, the housing market is tore up. You got new families, first-time home buyers that have been priced out the market, including with these interest rate hikes. There's people that just can't do it. So the public, that's the public saying that land is valuable. What is gold and silver? What are precious metals? They're portable land. They're land that you can move. And it's very, very valuable due to the scarcity of this specific pure portable land. Now the public, now that this public system is wobbling, now that this public system is becoming more and more unstable, you have those in the public who are showing you what real wealth is, what real value is, what real assets are. And a lot of these pundits, they'll say gold, 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 gold. This is the first time I've seen a CNNBC, like a national news outlet, even say anything positive about silver. But they have to. You look at the price of silver. For example, y'all know what the spot price is. Spot price is the paper price. What is the paper price? If you buy silver in a brokerage account, in your Robinhood account, in your Webull account, that's not actually silver. It's a contract. It's a silver contract with regards to, you know, the structure, the company that has the silver. That silver contract maybe gives you a right to some silver. But I know that you can't pull silver off the exchanges. Physical silver, you can't trade in your contracts and collect the physical silver unless you get 1,000 ounces of silver. So what people do is they buy the paper contract when spot price or paper price of silver increases, or gold or stocks or whatever. They'll sell it, the paper contract, for a profit, and the sale or the cash out is settled in cash. These are stocks. These are, you know, these are equities, and you're not getting actual silver. Even still, the spot price of silver correctly right now currently is $24.98, right? And people think that's great. Like, oh, you know, silver is $24. No, it's not. Remember I said this is the paper price. This is the spot market price. The paper price of silver, gold, precious metals has officially separated from the physical price. Case in point, a very reputable dealer, APMEX, APMEX, it's American Precious Metals Exchange, APMEX, APMEX.com, will show you the truth. Now, I'm looking at a 1 ounce American Silver Eagle coin. It is a random year, and it's bullion, BU, bullion uncirculated. It's not shiny. It's not a proof. It's not extra special. It hasn't been painted. It's just a regular American Eagle coin, and it's even a random year. You don't get to choose the year. They advertise that it's $45, even still. Wow. If the spot price of silver is $24.98, these guys advertise the lowest price of 1 ounce silver, American Eagle, which is pure silver, 3 9s, pure. $45, that's over $20. It's like 40-some percent. That just shows you that the spot markets and the physical markets have bifurcated even further. To get this $45.17 price on a Silver Eagle, you must buy 1,500 ounces or more. To buy 1 ounce, one Silver Eagle ounce, 1 ounce of gold, I mean 1 ounce of silver from this very reputable seller, it will cost you $49.14. If the paper price of silver is $24.99, but the physical price of silver for 1 ounce is $49.14. Do you understand what I'm saying? And some of y'all would be like, well, so that's, you know, there's a premium on the American Eagles. You know, typically they're going to be more expensive than, you know, what is known as a silver round. A silver round would be an ounce of silver in the form of a coin, but it wasn't minted by a government mint. So this is an ounce of silver, same purity, same metal, struck by a private producer. It's not struck by the United States Mint. Okay, I'll give that to you, right? Even still. One random Buffalo round is going to cost you $32.95. That's not a little over $9 over the paper price. And then, you know, depending on your jurisdiction, there's going to be tax. There's going to be these things. And I'm telling you, this is the public agreeing with the private. If you know what to look for, if you know what you're looking at, it's plain to see. We are witnessing the public agree with the private. The public may be looking crazy. It's all crazy. Oh, man. Oh, the jobs and stuff. Blah, blah. Yep. Yep. Because in all actuality, there's a lot of jobs that people are working or were working. No offense, and with all due respect, these positions aren't necessary in financial economic hardship times for the business to function. They can lose these employees, they can lay them off, and the business doesn't fail. It continues to function. But personally, I deal with United States Eagles because Congress said they were numismatic. Congress only designated United States American Eagle gold and silver coins as numismatic. I've never seen anything else within the legislation where Congress designated any other coin numismatic. And in 1984, which was the year before the United States Mint started creating the American Eagle gold and silver coins, the IRS proposed legislation that numismatic coins were non-confiscatable. So that's where I'm at. And yet the public is agreeing with the private. It's beginning. If you have eyes to see, you can see it. And I'm not trying to scare anybody or anything. You know, if you've been stacking silver for the past few years, you should be happy. You should be in a good mood. At the very least, you know, the silver, your precious metals, your real money is going to hedge against inflation. It's literally insurance against paper money. You got insurance for your car, you got insurance for your home, maybe renter's insurance, health insurance, hopefully life insurance. Most people don't insure their wealth. And the easiest way to do that is to acquire real money, precious metals, and land, and hold it. While the economies, fiat currencies, go all crazy and get weirdo. This is one of them things. So we got the public agreeing with the private. I also, you know, checked out some Supreme Court cases where the public agrees with the private. And we talking about, you know, the private trust. And, you know, one of my favorite cases, Crocker versus McCloy, the Supreme Court agreed with the private and said a trust organization consisting of a United States constitutional right of contract cannot be abridged. The agreement, when executed, becomes a constitutionally protected entity. Or a constitutionally protected organization and not under the laws passed by any of the several legislatures. That's the public agreeing with the private. And to me, that's a perfect example of that agreement. I got another one. Let me see. Elliott versus Freeman. The Supreme Court case. I can look these up. 220 U.S. 178. A peer trust is not subject to legislative control. The United States Supreme Court holds that a trust relationship comes under the realm of equity based upon the common law and is not subject to legislative restrictions as are corporations and other organizations established by legislative authority. Another one, Clues versus Jameson, C-L-E-W-S versus Jameson. The court will support the trustees in carrying out the terms of their trust contract and agreement. Which is a beautiful thing. Look, what you're seeing currently and what I just shared with you as far as these Supreme Court cases or these citations of these Supreme Court cases is that the public agrees with the private. The public agrees with the private every day. The public agrees with the private privately every day, i.e., not in a news article, not necessarily in a TikTok post, not necessarily in a news broadcast with the anchors under all the lights, with the makeup, the stuff with the desk and the teleprompters. But if you do research and you pay attention, you research in the public, right? Read. And the more you comprehend about what this is, the more you'll see in the public media, public discourse, in the political sphere, that the public agrees with the private. Definitely. I believe that the price of precious metals, especially silver, is heavily, heavily, heavily suppressed. Not so much as it was in the past, you know. You have the separation of the physical markets and the paper markets. It's apparent. But I believe silver is going to, man, I believe silver, you're going to see it at $700 an ounce in your lifetime. Because the earth doesn't make silver. The earth makes water. Earth doesn't make gold, doesn't make silver. These are extraterrestrial elements. They were brought to this earth by comets and meteors over millennia. And it's steadily being mined. The amount of earth that they have to go through to get an ounce of silver today is tons and tons more than it was in the 80s. Do your research. The grade of ore is severely reduced. In the past, I'd say 5 to 6 years, there's been a silver deficit, which means industry, whether it's electronic, whatever, as well as, you know, jewelry, and maybe even purchasing and collecting. These elements have purchased or used more silver each year, and I think, I'm pretty sure, at least in the past 5 years, than has been produced. So if you're using more silver each year than it's being produced each year, eventually, the silver is going to get really, really tight. Supply and demand. Basic business economics. When the supply is low, the price is high. When the supply is high, the price is low. It's that simple. If I got a whole bunch of the things, I can't charge an exclusive price because, you know, there's a bunch of them everywhere. If there's only a couple of available, that price is going to show that, you know, there's value over here because we only got four left. Sometimes you be in the grocery store or in the store, you walk by a shelf, see one thing sitting there on the shelf. This is the last one, and you contemplate buying it, even though you don't even know what it is. You might not even know what it is. You might not even ever use this thing. You might not even ever consume this thing. But scarcity drives humans. Fear and greed drives the behavior of humans more than most people want to admit. And it's a fact. It's an absolute fact. So what am I saying? You know, the show's entitled When the Public Agrees with the Private. But in reality, the public agrees with the private every single day. And whether or not you or I see examples or evidence of that agreement doesn't matter. Because when you get to the point, you comprehend that the public came from the private. Without the private, there would be no public. Without trust, there would be no corporations. Without there having been a trust prior, there would be no associations, no LLCs. There would be no United States, or at least not in the form, because the Constitution is a trust indenture. It took a trust indenture to create the United States. It took a trust indenture to create corporations, dead entities. Contract makes the law. It appears as though the public and the private are at odds. I would, you know, postulate that the public depends on the private man and woman 100%. But, you know, it appears to me that the public is looking to destroy the family unit, but still utilize the human resource labor of men and women. Completely and utterly dependent on the private. There would be no public if there wasn't living, breathing men and women. Trash wouldn't be picked up. I'm a garbage man. No, you're not. You're a man. And by occupation, you happen to collect trash and put it in other receptacles. I pick it up from here, I put it over here. I'm a secretary. No, you aren't. No, you're not. You're a man or a woman, because, you know, there's men secretaries. Secretary of States in most states is men. Don't get it twisted. You're not a secretary. You're a man or a woman that by occupation performs secretarial duties in a specific job or commercial capacity. People define themselves by their jobs. People define themselves by their color of their skin. People define themselves by the money they make. People define themselves by what accomplishments they've made in their life. I think that's funny. And when you do that, the public will agree with you. Your private proclamation that you are special, special, special because of certain private circumstances. And it is what it is. I hope you comprehend what I'm saying. You know, ultimately the public is always in agreement with the private. But the private must give the public notice. The private must make private claims in the public on the record and substantiate and establish that private position. Best way to do it is through trust. Did you know that if you started an LLC and, you know, you're doing business, you're doing your dance, everything's going great, but then, like, somebody sues your LLC There's a lawsuit against your LLC now. Did you know that you, as a member or as an owner, you can't represent the LLC in court? That you have to hire an attorney to represent the LLC? Did you know that? Rick, check it out. I could be crazy. I might have just told all types of lies this whole time. I would, you know, confirm, you know, for yourself, verify it. And I'm not saying that you would want to represent the LLC, but I mean, you already have an opportunity. But when you're administering a private contractual trust, you know, the trustee can definitely represent the trust in any you know, litigational proceeding. Litigational is not a word. But y'all know what I mean, you know what I'm saying? At least I admit to it. A litigation, you know, litigation proceeding. You can do that. A trustee can, you know, come in, you know, file things, put them in the record. Can't do that with an LLC. Can't do that with a corporation. Probably can't do it in a partnership. Any state sanctioned entity, you register to the Secretary of State or the business division of the state or whatever. You can't, you know, you got to hire an attorney, man. Good luck. Good luck with that. There's companies that may see your company as competition and will litigate you into bankruptcy. I've had clients apply for a federal trademark and didn't even get out the application process before they gave up because another company challenged their their trademark, and the attorney that they hired, I don't know why, I told them, whatever, but you know, people do what they do. People believe what they believe. The attorney that they hired to file the trademark kept charging them every time they had to answer the company that was challenging their trademark. And they gave up. They didn't get a trademark. They didn't even start the company. They didn't do anything. Because they got fatigued out with the attorney's fees. Private trust, you ain't got to do it. A living, breathing man or woman, you can represent yourself. They can't deny you that. They can't force you to contract with the public, with a public attorney or something like that. If you want to represent yourself, the public will agree with you. If you, in a fiduciary capacity of a trustee, want to represent the trust, the public will agree with you because it's private. And, you know, that's the power of being private. In the private, in proper capacity, in substantive fiduciary form, the public will help you. The Supreme Court said, that trustees will be assisted in the carrying out of their trust indenture. Clues versus Jameson. The court will support the trustees in carrying out the terms of their trust contract and agreement. Sounds like the public's agreeing with the private. Because the trust that we administer is a private contract. Specifically, and this is to be known, and it's definitely to be shared. So I share this with you today, and I appreciate you. You know, we got the Normalize campaign May 13th from 9:30 a.m. to 5 p.m. Eastern, Georgia's Eastern players play at. It's going to be a luxurious time. I look forward to seeing you there. If you would like more information or tickets, email us, admin@welcometothefoundation.com. You know, hate to say it, but, you know, seats are filling up. And, you know, it's going to get to a point where, you know, I know how our people are. You know, you're going to have people that's in the radius that can drive there that's going to try to hit us up Thursday, Friday before Saturday, you know, on the 11th, on the 12th, trying to get tickets. And unfortunately, you have to say, man, there's no more room. You know, there's certain event spaces at these hotels, and it has an occupancy. You only certain so many people, and the fire department will come shut it down. You know, okay, that's what I'm saying. So don't wait till the last minute. Email us, admin@welcometothefoundation.com. Get your tickets to the Normalize campaign event hosted by the Foundation in association with High Frequency Radio Network and Bay Area Gear. I'm looking forward to it, definitely. We got the limited edition Foundation tees, limited edition logo, limited edition slogans, Normalized Private Estates, Normalized Trust Fund Babies, Normalized Greatness. Absolutely necessary. What was the price? 1 for $10, 2 for $15. Out of here. Email us, admin@welcometothefoundation.com, to get your exclusive Foundation Normalize Greatness Trust Fund Babies Private Estates campaign. We got about 60 seconds left in the broadcast. I ain't really going to stream. Y'all know what it is. The public agrees with the private. I'm looking forward to seeing y'all in Atlanta. Absolutely, definitely. It's going to be luxurious. And, you know, we appreciate all the support. Definitely. You know, it's a new era of the Foundation, and it's just magnificent. There's some illustrious dancing going on over here, you know? And, you know, we couldn't do it without y'all. We definitely couldn't, you know? Not at all, you know? So, appreciate y'all. Thanks to all the listeners. Thanks to, you know, anyone who's interacted, you know, with the consultation, come to any of the previous events, you know, called in, checked out the show in the archive, live, whatever. Sent an email, well wish, whatever. Definitely want to say peace and appreciation to all of y'all. And, you know, tap in with us. Atlanta, May 13th. admin@welcometothefoundation.com. And that's it. I'm your host, So-El, of the Foundation on High Frequency Radio Network. Today's episode was When the Public Agrees with the Private. I trust that you learned something. I trust that something resonated with you. And most importantly, I trust that this information will assist in causing you to take action, because it's absolutely necessary. Here we go, y'all. Here we go. So with that being said, appreciate you checking out the show. Look forward to catching you in Atlanta. We'll be back next week. Same spot, hottest radio network on the planet, High Frequency Radio Network. I'm your host, So-El, and it's been a pleasure. Make sure that you say 10 things that you're thankful for before you go to sleep tonight and every night, because it is very important. This is how we change the way we think, if you change the way you think, you change your life, period. And now you enjoy yourself, take care of yourself, and I'll catch y'all next week on the hottest radio network on the planet. Once again, High Frequency Radio Network. My name is So-El, and y'all enjoy yourselves. Take care of yourselves. Peace.
We're doing this thing all the way live.
High Frequency Radio.